33 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on commodity markets this morning. And filling in for Bill Mayer, we check in with Dave Jansen from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How are the markets looking so far today?
Well, everything's up here pretty good. We've got March corn basically at 382 and three quarters, up three. December corn is at 402 and a half, up one and a half. We've got March beans at 917 and a half, up four and three quarters. November beans at 953 and a quarter, up five. And July wheat at 530, up three. It's kind of interesting this morning. I just got off a conference call that I have every Friday with the some traders in Brazil, some from Argentina, some from China, and a bunch of us from the U.S. And it's quite interesting in hearing what's going on in Brazil. Basically, they've had some decent rains here over the last 10 days, but still it's on the dry side. The crop size expected to come down about 3 million metric tons from what we thought earlier in the year. So you're seeing, somewhat of a drop there. But I thought the interesting thing was from the Chinese guys here this morning. They're just basically saying that the soybean demand has just been absolutely devastated with the African swine flu. The farmers are basically slaughtering hogs at much, much lighter weights, and that's causing a big drop in demand. And, you know, I guess we have to keep in mind that China produces 50% of the hogs in the world. So that's one of the biggest things that they're seeing. So some of the guys from Kansas were remarking that initially earlier in the year they were expecting wheat acres to be up quite a bit, but the weather just was not conducive to be able to getting a lot of wheat planted. And this year we're probably going to expect to see maybe some of the lowest planted wheat acres ever in history in the state of Kansas. So I think the biggest thing that that we're going to look at here down the road is I think we need to look at maybe some selling opportunities for soybeans here as we've got some of these markets that are up. And if we ever do get a trade deal, it might give us a positive positive opportunity. And I think we need to look at that as probably a selling opportunity in the bean markets. But the guys in the call were fairly friendly on wheat and pretty much neutral on soybeans or neutral on corn. So anyway, that's kind of what we're seeing here for this morning.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for the update.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. That's Dave Jansen joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions. Another mild day for January. Have been seeing a little bit of light fog out there this morning, so just take a little extra care out on the roadways if it's a little hazy in your neck of the woods. We're at 33 degrees with some sunshine here in Urbana and a light north wind. Elsewhere, Bloomington Normal reporting at 28 degrees, 26 in Decatur, 30 degrees in Danville, 32 in Charleston-Mattoon, also 32 degrees in Rantoul. In your weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, warm weather continuing through the weekend, partly cloudy skies today with a high of 46 degrees, north wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight, dropping down to a low of 30 degrees with a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, even warmer for the day tomorrow, all the way up to a high of 50 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.